Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast, the new talk. In podcast 498, we're going to take an audio tour through a special world, a world that you can access on any screen, a world that we all live in, I guess, a world that some say is the real world, or is it? In the past weeks, you've heard me talking a lot about Hydrus. This is the beverage that you add to water that helps you hydrate, and it has transformed my yoga practice. It's what I do to stay fit. And, you know, yoga, you get hot. You're in crowded rooms. It's over 100 degrees. You have high humidity. You sweat a lot. You can easily get dehydrated, even if you drink a lot of water. When you're dehydrated, a lot of times you don't even know how dehydrated you are. You might be sore the next day. I thought soreness went with the territory until I found Hydrus. It's H-Y-D-R-U-S. Hydrus, as I said, has transformed my yoga practice. I can do more. I can do more classes. I can take it to the edge, which makes a huge difference because that's where you're going to grow. It doesn't matter if you cycle, do CrossFit, lift, or do competitive sports, Hydrus makes a difference. Visit HydrusPerformance.com, H-Y-D-R-U-S. There's a ton of content on there about who's using it, wrestlers and tennis players and CrossFit athletes. Again, what it is a high-performance beverage that uses exclusive nanosome technology to get critical electrolytes into your muscles with unrivaled speed and effectiveness. Best example I can give you is if you drink coffee, you're going to dehydrate a little bit. If you try to drink a quart of water before a yoga class or a CrossFit session, you won't get fully hydrated for 30 or 40 minutes, whereas Hydrus gets that in there right away, and that is what allows you to stay in it. And I see it every time I do a yoga class. I see people who struggle and they get headaches or they have to sit down or whatever. And it's all because generally it's a hydration issue. So join the performance hydration revolution. Take it to the edge. Visit HydrusPerformance.com. That's H-Y-D-R-U-S. HydrusPerformance.com. HydrusPerformance.com. A digital information revolution is in full swing worldwide. It started roughly 10 years ago. YouTube was introduced in 2005. It isn't just YouTube, but it's all sorts of services, and it's gathered momentum since then. Digital video, video online, on your computer, but especially on your portable device. Facebook, which started out as something that you wrote, you responded, you commented, is now something that you like videos on. It's almost completely videos. Video on Twitter, on Snapchat, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and especially on YouTube. YouTube is becoming the default news source worldwide, a place where the only hierarchy is number of views, likes, comments, and subscribes. Think of it like a movie trailer. In a world, minutes from utter destruction, they thought they were free, but they were controlled by secret groups, blind to mortal danger. A giant dark planet cloaked from view. They could only be saved by prayers. And by watching, liking, and subscribing this video on YouTube, liking us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay, cut the echo. Yeah, so welcome to the world of YouTube information, or misinformation. Almost a primordial swamp of news about aliens, Planet X, polar shifts, warnings from God, satanic and power-hungry conspirators that control the movie stars and other entertainment figures, the news media, and the economy. So the first stop on the tour is Earth Changes. There are really hundreds of videos each day that come out that update you and me regarding the impending natural disaster, which is going to be caused by something called Nibiru or Planet X, which is a giant planet which is on a 3,200-year elliptical orbit, and it comes through our solar system. And it's either cloaked or it's hard to see because it's now behind the sun. Or sometimes if you take a picture at sunset, you can see it, but sometimes you can't. But anyway, it's creating a lot of problems, and it's not climate change.
Hey, what's up, guys? Tyler here with Secure Team. Today, we're going to talk about the possibility of an alien megastructure surrounding a star that's about 1,500 light years away. And this story actually first came out in October of 2015.
Alpha Centauri is only 4 light years away, friends. That's even closer than Sirius. And that's very interesting because, as we said, Sirius is 8 light years away, and it's 10 times larger than our sun. So therefore, we can calculate that we are actually in the gravitational pull of Sirius.
Hi, everyone. In this video, we want to present to you some rather compelling evidence that would substantiate the belief that the Earth is now in the midst of an erratic wobble, which in turn is contributing to the extreme Earth and climate changes that are having such a profound effect upon our planet at this time, which indicates that scientists now believe that climate change is causing the poles to shift at an accelerated rate. But if you really take the time to analyze the data and study the facts, wouldn't it make more sense to conclude that it is actually the shifting poles that are causing the sudden change in the world's climate?
Our next stop on the tour, one of my favorites, the vast Illuminati conspiracy. This has been going on for hundreds, maybe it's been going on for thousands of years, but the Illuminati still hasn't taken over. Now, we can prove it in many, many ways, but we can start with something called the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is one of the most heavily viewed television events of the year. It's a perfect opportunity for mind control. People pay millions of dollars for a 30-second spot, which proves that everything else I'm about to say is thus true, because I've stated two facts. Super Bowl is a fact. People buy advertising. It's a fact. So everything else is a fact as well. Once we establish that, we'll move on to how the Illuminati controls the musical artists and actors you love. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Lady Gaga, Kesha is trying to get away from her Illuminati controller. Coldplay is part of it. Illuminati symbols are utilized in the Super Bowl halftime show. Prince was killed because he exposed the Illuminati and U.S. government plan to destabilize the ghetto and start a race war with chemtrails, and so on.
The Super Bowl 2016 was the third most watched program in recorded history. That really says a lot. It's well known that advertisers will pay millions and millions of dollars for a 30-second spot. Now, this to me has always been very clear evidence of mind control, the power of mind control. The advertisers are willing to pay this much money for a 30-second spot because they know they're going to get all these views. They also realize how powerful advertising really is.
Lady Gaga. She has been a part of what they called this emotion revolution. It was a study done at Yale. And at first I heard it, and it sounded to me like she was waking up to the agenda. The language and the things she was saying seemed to support the idea that she's breaking free from the stranglehold of the Illuminati who control the music industry and all the entertainment in general.
Beyonce is the hottest artist on the world stage in 2013. She followed up her lip-syncing scandal at President Barack Obama's inauguration with a spellbinding performance at the 2013 Super Bowl. During Beyonce's Super Bowl appearance, the Twitter universe lit up with people claiming that Beyonce was flashing the Illuminati or Devil's Triangle. The concern was so great that mainstream media outlets tried to explain it away as simply a reference to her husband Jay-Z's record company. Of course, this simplistic approach ignored the fact that Jay-Z and Beyonce are aware that the symbol has a layered meaning and occultic or Luciferian connotations. In fact, they are not only aware of this, but as you can see, Beyonce's husband Jay-Z promotes the occult aspect of the Eye of Horus and the Triangle through his Rockaware apparel.
Now, if you're religious, there's plenty for you to watch on YouTube about religion. There are sounds recorded all over the world, and they're weird, and they're strange, and they're frightening. Some call them the trumpets of Gabriel or Jericho. If you're skeptical, just listen to these sounds. You're going to be convinced. These are the trumpets prophesied. They are our last warning of the impending doom of the human race.
People from around the world are reporting hearing sounds that resemble the sound of a trumpet coming from the sky. And these reports are coming in from all over the world. Now, of course, just like you, I'm skeptical when I hear something like this. But the videos that you're about to see are very compelling, including news reports where multiple witnesses are reporting hearing these sounds. Now, another reason that I take a particular interest in this topic is I'm a former professional trumpet player.
Next stop are the theories of the impending takeover of the United States and the movement of all citizens into FEMA camps, which is what the military is training for. And they're working with Walmart in Texas to train and to, I guess, move people into detention centers, which would be Walmarts that have been closed.
Hey guys, TMR, it's Friday, April 24th, 2015, and just wanted to give a quick update on this Walmart store closing story situation. And from my last video, is the government and Walmart working together to build detention centers? We have 100% proof, documentation, Walmart connected to Department of Homeland Security, FEMA. They have a plan, they're on board, preparedness, and an event in a martial law scenario, they are fully on board, and these Walmarts can be utilized and probably will in a situation like this. That is why they're partnered up with Homeland Security. This is why they have Walmart on board.
All these videos have hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of views, as I said, and they all play out basically the same. There's a lurid headline, there's a big setup, there's a big reveal of special information. They often use mainstream news videos of disasters or social strife or political news. They'll string them together as though these prove whatever the theory is. The best of the best bring all of these theories together into a succinct worldview that you can easily understand and repeat. So the last top on my tour, and it's one of my favorites, is an unassuming master of the genre, Dr. William Mount. This is a guy who pulls all the theories together to explain everything, usually using flip charts with different colors to show you what's important, or he'll use a projector and some things are written in green and some things are written in red to prove what is going on.
Good morning, folks. This is Dr. William Mount. It's 14 February 2016. Be ready. We just got a call from someone and we found out that Judge Scalia was murdered. And it all has to do with this republic that will be announced soon. An assassination attempt on Judge Roberts, the Chief Justice, was stopped in progress as well. These are the two judges that pushed for the republic. Well, we think there's an announcement to be made soon. There may actually be two governments of the United States.
Hello, it's 30 November 2015, and this is the schedule for World War III. This is what ambassadors learn, and we're going to pass it on to you. Why? Because we need you to pray that this doesn't happen. On the 20th of November through the 1st of December, all of the world leaders are meeting in a special United Nations conference. They have taken over the planet, and they will tell the presidents what the schedule for World War III is. They will set in stone what the schedule is so they know when to go underground and hide in their little bases that will be destroyed. We're not sure what the Russians are going to do. We do know that the Chinese will stab them in the back if they're not prepared. That's who the Chinese are. We know that on the 23rd of December we might knock out 50 or 60 cities with nukes. We have concentric circle, Chinese nuke circling over the United States. The little gay boy in the White House has allowed China to encircle the United States with nuclear warheads over our country so they can detonate it and bring down the grid. And then Russia, which has torpedoes that travel 700 miles an hour underwater, will hit all of our coastal cities, and their submarines parked here, specifically there, it won't take that many, will obliterate most of the cities. Russians will move into here. They'll make it almost to the Mississippi. China will make it to the salmon in central Idaho. The governor of Idaho has already signed the paperwork to give Chinese all the mineral rights, so it will be to take their minerals back. They currently have troop ships in Vancouver, almost 250,000 troops here ready to come down, and they'll hit the Sierra and they'll go across the desert, and then the United States world will shake. The United States will split in half here. The world will wobble. The Russians and the Chinese empires will collapse. And the leaders of those empires will be killed because they've sacrificed so many Chinese and Russians. It may be related to Nibiru coming in March or July. We don't know. We can't get a clear answer out of anybody. There will be 8 more shootings. There were 4 down. The last one was an abortion clinic, all planned by Obama in the White House. We have total martial law in Europe already done. The UN has cut off all broadcasts to outsiders. I'm an insider there. I help them with their audio. I don't like Lucifer. I don't follow him, but I'm not at war with people in Lucifer Trust. And if they're going to allow me to listen to their broadcasts and report to you, I'm going to be as respectful as I can. The 20 November through 1 December, all world leaders, this is the final war outline. This will be laid in stone when they leave on the 1st. They'll all have a packet that tells them when and what will happen. We know that there will be massive storms like the one that hit Kansas. What we saw in the one that hit Kansas was, remember a month ago, all the bad weather, Jane?
Mm-hmm.
It was a swirling, and it ended up right there in Kansas, and the whole country was one ginormous hurricane. So HAARP, which has tens of thousands of arrays, located here, there's actually 6 HAARPs, was using this to swirl a gigantic hurricane to literally hit us up with bad weather. So the weather wars will increase. We'll get hot, cold, hot, cold. You've seen that already. We will have approximately 1 million people a month coming into this country and into Europe. They are being Greece intercepted 12 Connexes. They opened 2 of them, labeled furniture. There were 50,000 shotguns and 500,000 rounds of ammunition. Now that was in 2 Connexes. Multiply that by 100 and you understand that reigning men are the gay cloned freaks now coming into Europe and coming into America, and they're being armed by NATO, General Cameron, and by the Obama staff, i.e. the little girly boy who's the head of the Marine Corps for the Department of Defense right now. He's arming these men who are gay and mind controlled. We know that on February 26th, the stop losses for the New York Stock Exchange, the American Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, etc., are over. So it's over. So they expect a financial crash starting right after February 26th. This is planned.
So that is Dr. William Mount. He includes time limits, so you know he's not lying. Yet none of it happens. So how does he get out of the fact that his predictions about the collapse of the banking system aren't coming true? Well, your prayers are working. Thank you very much. And then right back into it.
Hello, it's the 15th of April, 2016. And your prayers are working. We have over 100,000 people a day praying, and it seems that the thousand archways to Baal being built around the world have been canceled. George W. Bush Sr.'s 1,000 points of light, well, they were building 1,000 archways to Baal, and their plans have been stopped. It also appears that the U.S. dollar drug empire owned by George Bush Sr. is crumbling. So his medium-sized German submarine parked off the island of Amchatka, headed for Tokyo to blackmail Tokyo during the G20 meeting. Apparently this submarine has been persuaded to not go to Tokyo, shall we say. The U.S. military attempt to start World War III on 19 April has again failed as one little 30-year-old Russian Su-24 disabled the USS Donald Cook.
Well, I've become quite the consumer of business information for small businesses. And one of the biggest challenges for growing business is how to show how much you appreciate your clients. You know, you can take them to lunch or dinner. You can arrange a fishing trip. You can have a party. You can send promotional stuff to them. And I'm sure that's all appreciated. But a lot of times that stuff ends up being forgotten. Or you can try something new. I'm going to suggest something that is different because it is social. It is memorable. They will remember this experience with you. You bring your clients, and then you can socialize and bond with your clients who are engaged in creating something unique, something creative at Brush Studio in the West End in St. Louis Park. Brush Studio events are held in a relaxed and social setting. If you click on the Brush Studio banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast or visit brushstudio.com, you're going to see a video there at the top of their website that shows an artist guiding a team of people, a group of people, through the featured painting step by step. If you watch that video, you're going to see those people having a really good time because it is really fun. There's no experience necessary. It's not about being an artist. It's about having fun. Your clients are going to be amazed at what they're able to create. Brush Studio events aren't about painting, as I said. It's not about artistry. It's about socializing and working together and having fun. And people are amazed at what they're able to create when they're just relaxed. So they have room for 55 people at Brush Studio in the West End. Plenty of parking over there, plus catering from Crave in the West End. Brush Studio also has 22 brands of beer and an extensive wine collection. So it is a fun, sophisticated way to create a new bonding experience. Your clients are never going to forget, and they will love you for it. So here's what you do. Check out the Brush Studio banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page or visit brushstudio.net. They are event planning ninjas. They can take care of you, and you can schedule a great event for your clients, and they'll really appreciate it. You can also reach out to Brush Studio at 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700, Brush Studio. Thanks for taking our tour. Some questions to ponder. If you spend a lot of time on your smartphone or pad device, any portable device, do you think our subconscious minds know the difference between the videos that I just played earlier and this?
We have no idea what may have precipitated this. We have no idea who the suspects are. We know nothing of their motive. We do know that authorities have shut down all of these roadways.
This is CNN Breaking News.
And our breaking news is the second Republican casualty in just, well, say overnight, actually. Sources telling CNN that John Kasich has decided to suspend his long shot campaign for president.
Goldman recently came out with a report suggesting that J.P. Morgan would be worth more broken up than together. You didn't write it, but do you agree with it?
Out of the 81.5 million families in the United States, there are approximately 16 million families in which not one single family member is employed. That's about one of every five, or roughly 20%.
The 2008 crises and so much more. He's been predicting that QE Unlimited wouldn't work. He's been predicting much of what's now happened. And I've got a bunch of economic news. After he starts breaking it down, I'm going to go over here today.
Vladimir Putin is literally eyeing up London. The Russian president's face has been appearing on posters and billboards all over the British capital. Harry Fear explains why.
The ceasefire in the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo is holding, according to the Russian monitoring center in the country. The truce, brokered by Washington and Moscow, has given a respite to U.S. residents, with the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledging Russia's role. RT's Aisa Ali reports.
More and more people are getting their news this way these days. They're going to YouTube on their phones and they're typing in a subject on the search line and they're getting videos from all over the place. CNN, Fox, InfoWars. Sometimes I lie down and I just watch videos on YouTube because I don't want to sit up and watch TV anymore. So I watch this. Or videos done by regular everyday people. They either listen to them or they watch them and it's all jumbled up into one big sort of mess. And there are some themes for you to look for, to think about. I've talked about tribes in politics a couple of times in these podcasts recently, and I've learned that people don't like thinking they're part of a tribe. They don't want to be told that perhaps they're part of a tribe. What's a tribe? It's a social division in a traditional society. We don't think of modern society as tribal, but if you think of the definition is families or communities linked by social, economic, religious, or blood ties with a common culture and dialect, typically having a recognized leader. Well, that can describe parts of our society and parts of our political process very accurately. What happens when you challenge that community, that sense of common culture, that tribal base. When you tell people what they want to hear, they welcome you and they love you. When you go against that, even if you're a respected member of the tribe, you are going to be shunned. Now, recently in podcast, I've emphasized an increasing tribal cant to our politics in this country. Different groups demonize each other, often with the same, in the same political spectrum. We've seen people on one side accuse people on the other side of the same thing, and they're both on the right side or the left side of the political spectrum. There's lots of cult-like special information that is gleaned from special sources only available to members of the tribe. You know, newsletters or Facebook pages or bloggers or some of the very videos that I played for you. Or maybe it was CNN, or maybe it was something on Facebook, or something someone attached to an attachment on Facebook, or a comment someone made on Twitter. The thing is, if it seems harsher, sharper, more intense this year, maybe it's the end times, maybe it's the Illuminati, or maybe it's both, or maybe it's this tool reaching mass usage beyond the usual first adapters, innovators, and first users that we don't fully understand yet. You can't stop it. It has to play out in terms of its impact. A lot of people talk about millennials and their reliance on smartphones, but it seems to me the millennials are the ones that are more immune to it because they've adapted to this kind of media a long time ago because they were raised with it. Now, it's the older Gen Xers and baby boomers especially who are most vulnerable to something that they're just discovering like this. So we get into this world where facts become very, very moldable. What is a fact? What does a fact mean? How do you discern a fact's value in relation to all the other information you know about something? What is discernment? Well, it's the ability to obtain sharp perceptions or to judge well. In the case of judgment, discernment can be psychological or moral in nature. In the sphere of judgment, discernment involves going past the mere perception of something and making nuanced judgments about its properties or qualities. Considered as a virtue, a discerning individual is considered to possess wisdom and be of good judgment, especially in regard to subject matter often overlooked by others. Is the public discerning these days, or are we losing the ability to discern? Think of it like a movie trailer. It was a world dominated by tribes. He was shunned, punished, even banished. Time changed, but human nature didn't. But he wasn't afraid. He transcended. What keeps us from solving problems? Fear and ignorance. Fear and ignorance at work. Fear and ignorance at home. Fear and ignorance in the community. And it's everywhere. It isn't just in one part of the political spectrum. It's everywhere. We deal with our fear and ignorance, usually by attaching ourselves to a person or institution or thing that has all the answers, so we don't have to necessarily answer anything. We can just be part of this thing, and it eases our fears. But what it does is, it just suppresses the fear and hides the ignorance. How do we transcend fear? Fear of the unknown, fear of the unfamiliar, fear of getting old, fear of the future. You can fill in the blanks about your fears. How do we transcend ignorance? Ignorance of facts, ignorance of history and context, ignorance of specific critical details that really are important to a particular issue or problem that we're trying to solve. How do we combat the inability to discern what is important? How do we know the information that we're getting is good information? How do we tell the difference between entertainment or information that's used to manipulate versus information that gives us real information and context and helps us transcend and helps us solve problems? If you're in business, in a big business, a small business, a medium-sized business, and you want to do a great client appreciation event, don't forget Brush Studio in the West End in St. Louis Park. They are event planning ninjas. They have room for 55 people, plus catering from Crave in the West End. They feature over 22 brands of beer and an extensive wine collection. Check them out at brushstudio.net, or you can click on the banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page. They've got a video on there that shows what they do and how it works, and everybody is having a great time. 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700. Brushstudio.net. Brush Studio in the West End for client appreciation. And don't forget, the stuff I drink for hydration, and it works great, is Hydrus. HydrusPerformance.com. That's where you get it. That's where you find out how it works. HYDRUS, HydrusPerformance.com, HydrusPerformance.com. Hydrus helps me take it to the edge. That is what it's all about. HydrusPerformance.com. If you're a pilot and you're listening to the Bob Davis podcast, and I know we have a lot of pilots listening, I'm going to remind you once again that you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, especially landings. And for that, it's really great to have a visual indicator of your angle of attack on final approach. Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. It has saved lives. Visit Alpha Systems. You click on the banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page, and it will take you to their page, and it shows a video, and it explains how it all works. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more info about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator there at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page. And thanks, Alpha, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast digital side. Thanks to you guys for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis podcast radio show on AM 1280 The Patriot in Minneapolis at 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and subscribing. I'm doing the same thing that all those crazy video people are doing and following on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for your donations for Mobile Podcast Command through the BobDavisPodcast.com. You click on the donate button right underneath the picture of the Ford 450 Super Duty ambulance, and it takes you to the donate page, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to podcast 498. We're almost up to podcast 500. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Stand up like a soldier, baby. Yeah, I know you been like that. Gun it like a holster, baby. Show them so you're wicked like that.